A dress rehearsal in Russia. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Preparations in Moscow's Red Square for Monday's Victory Day parade, which commemorates Russia's World War II victory over the Nazis. This as the war in Ukraine rages and rescuers try to reach civilians who remain trapped in Mariupol.
Over the past 2 days, more than 500 civilians have been evacuated from the steel plant through corridors organized by the United Nations. While officials in Moscow agreed to a ceasefire during this time period, Russian forces continued to bomb the plant from the air and the ground.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Yesterday, President Biden announced another $150 million in military aid to Ukraine. Looks like North Korea has tested another ballistic missile. This one, according to South Korea, was designed to be launched from a submarine. There are also signs that the North is restoring tunnels at a nuclear testing ground. It's inauguration day in Paris for President Emmanuel Macron. He's being sworn in for a second term. Americans who go to church tomorrow could encounter pro-abortion activists. Mother's Day demonstrations are said to be planned as a way to protest a draft opinion that leaked out of the Supreme Court that would overturn Roe versus Wade.
The president believes in peaceful protest. He believes that's part of our democracy and part of the history of the United States and this country.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Next week, demonstrations are also expected outside the homes of some Supreme Court justices. Dangerous weather could hamper a firefight in northern New Mexico. Extreme winds are predicted to last several days, and that could push flames closer to the small town of Las Vegas. The blaze has blackened more than 260 square miles. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene will be on the ballot in November. A judge has found that she's qualified to run for re-election, and Georgia's Secretary of State has accepted the judge's findings. A group of voters had challenged Greene's eligibility, alleging she played a significant role in last year's Capitol riot. One of her lawyers called the judge's decision a great victory for Greene, the First Amendment, and democracy. The Congresswoman is an ally of former President Trump, who has endorsed her re-election bid. He's also gotten behind political newcomer Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's running for Senate in Pennsylvania.
Dr. Oz is a man who truly believes in Make America Great Again, or the MAGA movement. He believes it 100%, and he is in love with our country.
The former president rallied last night in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. A former member of President Trump's cabinet is raising national security questions about Dr. Oz.
We and the people of Pennsylvania and the Americans, who he will be representing as one of 100 members of the United States Senate voting on important national security matters, need to understand the scope and depth of his relationship with the Turkish government.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is supporting Oz's opponent, David McCormick. The doctor's parents emigrated from Turkey. A 21-gun salute for former Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, who was laid to rest yesterday. The Republican spent four decades in the Senate.
Orrin was raised in what we'd call poverty. It wasn't quaint. It wasn't rustic. It was just plain hard.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Hatch died last month at the age of 88. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.